Well, thank you so very much. That's right. It is Kim and Mike. And we are delighted to be with you, sharing some of the good stuff. Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News as we get started. You might have noticed they're not this glossy, fancy, urban agri-magazine. Well, that's true enough. They bypass the glitz for real hard-hitting ranching news. Their readers come to them for one thing: authentic agricultural insight. And I reckon you're going to forgive them if they have a rustic style when you see their content. Visit them online, tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News coming out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit North Central Nebraska, Valentine, and Cherry County area. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Maybe a nice walleye fishing trip at Merritt Reservoir, pan fishing out on the Refuge Lakes, whatever it might be, a trip down the Niobrara River, or some great golf. You can experience that right here in Cherry County. Go to visitvalentine.com. Well, the other day, Kim, you had a story about a ranch wife. I thought I would share one about advertising for a ranch wife.
Oh, now okay. This sounds intriguing.
This was written by Aaron Slivka. Years ago, a bachelor neighbor asked me for some advice. He had recently bought a ranch and had discovered that something was missing. He had a nice home, a place of his own, a growing herd of cattle, a good dog, a reliable pickup, and no one with whom to share it. He asked me how he could convince a girl to marry a rancher and move out here to the middle of nowhere. I wasn't sure how to answer him. If the position of ranch wife were advertised, it's unlikely anyone would answer the ad. A ranch wife must be able to make a home out of a ranch house, which in my grandmother's case was a renovated chicken coop. She has to be able to see the good in any situation and make the best of it. She will cook 3 meals a day, but it's not that simple. A meal must be able to be on the table at the moment's notice or be kept warm for hours. It might be transported to a field 20 miles from home or hastily pushed into a lunchbox and sent out the door. A ranch wife must be nurturing. She will raise her own kids and maybe a few others who are sent to the ranch for a down-to-earth rehabilitation. Her nurturing must also extend to other creatures who will cross the threshold into her home, including cold calves, bum lambs, baby kittens, and broken-winged birds. Most of all, she will nurture the rancher, who will sometimes require a sympathetic ear, a bandage for a wound, some sound advice, a shoulder rub, a word of encouragement, and plenty of prayer. A ranch wife must be flexible. She will have to move equipment during the baby's nap, leave a batch of bread on the counter for hours when her help is requested for just a minute, feed 10 people when she was expecting to feed 2, and spend her day on the swather when she thought she was going to town for groceries. At the same time, she must be able to plan far ahead. Her trip to town must include thinking ahead of at least a month because she might not be back to the grocery store in between. A ranch wife must be able to learn. Her jobs might include fencing, payroll, accounting, calving, spraying weeds, marketing grain, and sorting calves. She might be required to rope, ride, preg check, bale hay, and bake and decorate cupcakes for the first grader's school party. She may be the family barber, nurse, and, of course, counselor. A ranch wife must be patient. She will wait for rain, wait for the calf check, wait for a cow to calve, wait for the guy behind the parts counter, wait for the rancher, and wait for next year. She will wait for her kids to grow up and then wait for them to come back home to visit. Sometimes her waiting will go on forever, but she rarely takes the opportunity to complain about it. All this being considered, would I answer an ad for a ranch wife position? Probably not, but I'm proud to be one and do the job to the best of my ability. I have known many ranch wives throughout my life. I've never known two alike, and I've admired each one that I've encountered. I know I'll never measure up to the best of them, but that's okay. We each do the job a little bit differently, and we all know that the rewards that we reap are beyond the comprehension of anyone who has never experienced this life. And again, that's from Down a Dirt Road, Reflections of a Farm Wife, written by Aaron Slivka.
That is very clever. Very cute. This is by Maya Angelou, of course. We all recognize that name. You did then what you knew how to do. And when you knew better, you did better. She pretty much put it right in line. Sending out a special hello to everybody listening on Sundance, Wyoming. KYDT 103.1 FM, Dirt Road Radio.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.